John, Joe, and Courtney on WPOR, and this morning's Nashville news feed. Great news for Tom Matthews of Wyndham. He is the winner of the WPOR Dream Trip of a Lifetime to Nashville.
That's right.
And they announced the first lineup of performers for the CMA Awards yesterday.
All right, so who is Tom going to go get to see?
Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Maren Morris, Keith Urban all will be performing. Carrie Underwood, Dolly Parton, and Reba all hosting the show.
It's going to be amazing.
Yep, Reba will perform. She'll do Fancy.
Yes, she will.
That's not true.
It is true.
It is?
Yes, it is.
Why is she doing Fancy?
Because that's her song.
That's an amazing song.
No, I think of, Reba is more than just Fancy.
But that's what she's doing.
Really?
I love it.
And I'm surprised by that.
It would be nice.
Is she doing it as a duet with one of the young current stars? I know that's how they usually do these kind of things. It just seems weird that she would just do Fancy out of the blue.
Not that the CMA people said yesterday.
We'll have to wait and see.
It's pretty neat. Chris Stapleton will be performing with Pink. Their new song? Pretty neat. You think dancing isn't hard work? Lauren Elena has already lost 25 pounds since she started on Dancing with the Stars.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Not surprised. You hear those weight loss stories when people go on that show a lot.
Oh, yeah. They're dancing a lot.
The training looks pretty intense.
Mm-hmm. That's a constant workout.
Yeah.
Luke Bryan kicked off the Grand Ole Opry Tuesday by flipping a gigantic light switch, turning the backdrop pink for breast cancer awareness.
Awesome.
He did not know that the end of the night would bring a big surprise for him. Two songs into his closing set at the Opry, the Academy of Country Music came out and surprised him with an award for the Album of the Decade.
Wow. Oh, cool.
For his Crash My Party album. Back in 2013.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, the decade is almost over.
Yeah, what a nice surprise. Mm. Kelly Pickler is a great country singer and part of the Mr. Rogers tribute album that's coming out.
There's a Mr. Rogers tribute album coming out?
It'll be out this Friday. You know, the end of every Mr. Rogers episode?
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good feeling.
That song.
I'm so honored to be a part of this project. My grandmother had a big part in raising me, so I grew up on very traditional music, very traditional programming. Mr. Rogers was a safe place in our home, so I was always able to watch his show with my granny.
It's not quite the same sing-along that it used to be.
I don't remember Mr. Rogers singing it this way.
Can you imagine?
Is she taking her sweater off of the video?
Ooh.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe I do want to watch this video.
Now. There's your Nashville news feed on WPOR.